You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today we're joined by Oglethorpe University Senior Center Andrew Stioff. And Andrew, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. No problem.
Andrew, take us through your mindset as you begin your senior season at Oglethorpe. What's going through your mind as you prepare for your final season of college basketball?
Well, it's really exciting, first off, to begin. But we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces on our team. So one of the main things I'm really excited to see is how much we mature and get better over the course of the season and how much we can gel and hopefully do some special things.
Andrew, what did you personally look to improve upon heading into your senior season individually and then collectively as a team? A lot of new guys, like you mentioned, you graduated a good senior class last year. What do you look to hope to improve upon collectively as a team as well?
Well, myself personally, you know, I took it upon myself to be, improve on my leadership qualities because, as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of new guys and just hope to steer them in the right direction. And also try to improve on my offensive game a good bit. You know, as you mentioned, we had 3,000-point scorers graduate and all-time SCAC leading rebounder in Todd Ward. So there's a lot of shoes to fill, so hopefully we'll step into that. And as a team, you know, we're hoping to take a lot of people by surprise this year. You know, we got a lot of new guys, but at the same time, these new guys aren't by any means scrubs or anything like that. So I think that we can come in and hopefully take the conference by surprise a little bit and post a better record than last year.
You're listening to the 2011-2012 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today we're joined by Andrew Stioff, Oglethorpe Senior Center. Andrew, you average just over 8 points a game. You're among the league leaders in actually led the league in blocks and also among the league leaders in offensive rebounding. How do you continue strong post play and how much of a presence inside defensively and offensively in the post do you hope to be this year for the Petrels?
Well, like we mentioned, you know, we lost Todd Ward, who was, you know, a pretty marquee post in our conference last year. So, you know, I'm just hoping, you know, just carry on from last year, you know, still be a strong defensive presence, but at the same time, you know, improving my rebounds a little bit. And I think, you know, a lot of our key success comes from rebounding the basketball. You know, games where we have a better rebounding margin or slightly lower than our opponents, we tend to do better. So I think that rebounding and hitting the boards and is going to be key for us this year.
Last question for you, Andrew, but just aside from the rebounding, like you just mentioned, what's maybe one or two other keys that are going to be important for Oglethorpe as you hope to catch people by surprise this season?
I think one of our main keys is just going to be our defensive intensity. You know, we have all the tools, I think, to be a great defensive team, and it just comes down to us buckling down and actually proving to ourselves and to the conference how good of a defensive team we can be. And shooting is going to be another key thing for us. You know, we're always usually in the top ranks of shooting percentage, especially three-point percentage, and we got like a lot of great shooters on our team, Alec Pitts, Brandon Jovec, Tyler Cerrone. So if we can hopefully, you know, get some open looks and knock them down, then I think it's going to be a real key for us this year.
Oglethorpe University Senior Center Andrew Stioff and the rest of his Stormy Petro teammates open up the season November 15th at in-state rival LaGrange before continuing their schedule with their home opener November 18th against Millikan. Andrew, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Best of luck this season, and good luck to the Petros this year.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.